Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the administration has recently announced a new emphasis on water quality enforcement for areas that fall within the Chesapeake Bay drainage. And I know at least two counties in your district are involved in this. What's going on here and who is going to be targeted for these new enforcement efforts?
Well, recently, the Department of Agriculture, the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, and the Department of Environmental Protection held a press event to announce what they're calling a new strategy for improving water quality in the Chesapeake Bay watershed. And there are very few details yet, so I'm looking forward to additional details. But in summary, the Federal Environmental Protection Agency is pressuring the state to improve water quality as it's flowing into the Chesapeake Bay watershed. And this particular watershed affects 41 counties in Pennsylvania, of which part of our district is in the headwaters of the Susquehanna watershed basin that ultimately flows into the Chesapeake Bay. One of the issues that I think is important is this focus seems to be on agriculture, and part of what the administration is announcing is stronger enforcement and compliance measures with agriculture. But something that I want to point out is the fact that I don't think farmers get enough credit for the good things that they do. You know, farmers are ultimate stewards of the land, and it's important that we give the farmer credit for all the good things they do to protect water quality and protect the land. So I look forward to looking at the details of what the administration is proposing and making sure that they're not punishing farmers in the state.
Also in your area, there was recently a public hearing held about the future of the Denton Hills State Park and what they may intend to do in terms of development there in the future. What's going on here?
Well, there was recently a public meeting held by the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources at the Denton Hills State Park to announce the results of a feasibility study that's been conducted over the last several months. And the study really reinforces what many of us already know, that Denton Hill is a great asset in our area, and there's substantial support from the community and the region. And I am hopeful that as we move forward with developing a master plan and ultimately getting funding to make necessary improvements at the park, that we can get it back open. I made the point at the meeting that the vast amount of state land in our region generates a great deal of money for the Commonwealth through oil and gas and timber development. It's very reasonable to expect that some of that money will come back here and be invested in our state park. So I was encouraged by the support of the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources for infrastructure improvements at the park, but we need to keep moving forward.
And of course, Pennsylvania is the home to many veterans of our military services, and I understand that you're going to have an event coming up in a couple of months here to recognize a specific group of veterans. What's going on here? What are some of the details?
Well, over the years, I've had the honor of hosting events to recognize groups of veterans who served in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. And this year, I'm looking forward to hosting a Cold War era veterans ceremony to recognize those veterans who served between 1945 and 1991. The recognition ceremony will be held this spring at a date to be announced. I'm asking veterans to contact my office so that we have their information to be able to send them a personal invitation, and look forward to hosting that very important ceremony.
And I understand that applications are now available for a program that's very popular with Pennsylvania senior citizens. What's going on here?
Well, this is the 2015 Property Tax Rent Rebate Program. It's a very important program to provide assistance to senior citizens with their property tax bills and also in the form of a rent rebate. And the applications for this program are now available. You can get one of them at my district office. Also, folks who have filed an application in the past should have received one directly from the Department of Revenue. I do want to point out that there is no need to pay a private company to complete an application for this program. My district office staff would be very happy to assist in completing an application free of charge. So if you need an application or need assistance in completing one, please contact one of my district offices.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.